don't be surprised if you see World War III breaks out in the Middle East. At the same time, a true economic crash. At the same time, they're going to allow dropping a couple dirty nukes. At the same time, they're going to allow countries riots. At the same time, they give this illusion that aliens landed in the White House lawn. At the same time, millions of people disappeared on the planet. You ain't seen nothing yet.
There are viral prophecies that are going around the internet right now that are not biblical. They are secular. They are occult. They are AI-based prophecies and it's predictive things. And we as Christians want to help people not be deceived. We know that there's a great deception coming. So we want to make sure that whether there's an alien invasion or you know, some sort of other great deception, whatever there is that's coming, we want to be ready for that. So Pastor Billy, thank you for bringing some light to this conversation.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to talk on this topic because my background is in the occult and New Age, and specifically on UFOs and aliens, because when I was involved in channeling and myself before I got saved, being demon-possessed, hey, guess who would pop up when you got into an altered state of consciousness? Aliens, space brothers, and all that kind of stuff. But they're all, they're repackaged, they're coming from different angles, but they're all from the same root. It's outside the scripture. They're not working with God. They're not angels. They're fallen angels. They're demons. And it's a huge deception that we just, and I'll just drop the plug quick because people want more information on this. Earlier this year, we just took the deepest dive ever on this topic. Our, you can get a book. You can get the DVD set, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. And we titled it that way specifically because that's the ruse that's being played on the planet. UFO and aliens, they are going to be, they're being pitched to explain away the rapture of the church. Because you can't spin that one away, John. You know, if the news doesn't want us to know something, what do they do? They just ignore it. Well, this is, you can't ignore millions of people disappearing on the planet. They are preparing people to say it's UFOs and aliens, and it's coming from a multitude of sources. They say, get ready. But here's the problem. They're leading people into the wrong conclusion. Again, we called it UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. Yeah, there is going to come a mass abduction. It's just it wasn't from the aliens. It was Jesus Christ coming back to get his church.
Right.
But those that are left behind, the lost, that's the message that they're going to receive. And we're trying to get the truth out so they don't be deceived.
Right. You know, brother, I did get worried earlier this week or last week about, you know, after the election, we saw the results that there was about 15 million Democrat voters that just seemed to disappear. And I was wondering if the rapture did happen. But that's a different story. We could, that's a different conversation there. But so we're talking about these different prophecies that are out there. And I use the air quotes for that. One of the ones that is kind of viral going around right now is this predictive linguistics, prophetic prediction from Cliff Hyde, who put together all this, basically that there would be UFOs fighting other UFOs, fighting jets. And this, but it was all based off of a trigger event, which would have been Joe Rogan interviewing Donald Trump on his program. Now, this prediction was made in 2009 before Joe Rogan even started a podcast. So it is very interesting that these things have actually happened, at least to that point. And we're kind of looking out for December 2nd, because that's when that 39 days to melee, as he says, would come out there. But where do these things come from?
Well, they're coming from the occult, because again, if you want to know the future, hey, praise God, God's given us a gift. It rhymes with the Bible because it's the Bible. And if it's like, just stick with this. You can't be lied to. You'll find out the truth and only the truth, including one third of this book, John, deals with predictive prophecy. That's a big chunk. God wants us to know the future. And then, shocker, is it any surprising that then the enemy comes along and he tries to get people to get to the wrong conclusion about the future? And typically how he does it is he'll take a little bit of truth, but then he'll end you into something poisonous. It's kind of like rat poison. Rat poison, if you do the math there on the chemical structure, for those of you highly bored, it's about 98% edible product for the rats. It's only like a small percentage that's the, you know, the arsenic, the strychnine that kills them. Of course, if it was 100% poison, they wouldn't eat it, right? So you got to have some truth in there, and that's what the enemy does. But then he leads you to the wrong conclusion. And that's what you got to be careful about with all these so-called prophecies and things of that nature, is there's an element of truth there, right? Like, for instance, would somebody try to stir up a global catastrophic, shocking event on the planet to try to get Trump from stepping into office in January 20th? Of course. But you don't need a supposed prophecy to figure that out. They've been saying that for a long time, right? And then you get specific about the UFO thing. Hey, that's nothing new. You don't need some guy with a computer program to figure that out. These guys have been saying that's exactly what they're going to do to ruse the planet. Listen, not just with don't get Trump into office, but to prepare people for the Antichrist. And again, John, we expose this. We expose many people saying that this is the very thing that they're going to do, the global elites, and I'll share with you in a second the proof, the occult, to get people to receive the Antichrist. Right. And again, you don't need, you know, some special word to figure it out. These guys have already told us how they operate in order to advance their one world government, one world economy, one world religion, right? Cashless society. They use crises to advance the ball. And that's what they've been doing for the last 4 years. Right. And so, but the point is, on tape, these guys admit that if they have to. And I appreciate you using that word trigger event, because that's the very word they use, John, that if they have to get the world prepared for the Antichrist, they will do what's called, this is their term, polycrisis. And this is their plan. This is in print. This is from the occult. That we will, in order to prepare people to submit to the Antichrist, who they think is a good guy, they will give such a shock and awe event on the planet, simultaneously, polycrisis, mini crisis, that people will cry out. Now, if you thought what we went through with the pandemic was bad, and people were, after that, going through all that, saying, hey, bring us back to normalcy, you ain't seen nothing yet. And this is in their writings, John. It's all a lie to prepare people for the Antichrist, who they think is a good guy. And they say, don't be surprised if you see literally happening all at the same time, World War III breaks out in the Middle East. Could that happen anytime now? Yeah, certainly with what's going on over in Israel. They say at the same time, not a year later, not a month later, at the same time, a true economic crash. They're going to crash the system, a global crash. At the same time, they're going to allow dropping a couple dirty nukes in some major cities around the world, just enough to really freak people out, right? At the same time, they're going to allow countries, riots, people invading, turning on their countries, and then they got to declare martial law. At the same time, and this is in print, you put all that together, and let's say that all happened in one day. At the same time, they give this illusion that aliens landed in the White House lawn, and the Pope comes out and gives his stamp of approval, and then at the same time, John, millions of people disappeared on the planet. Now, that's in print. Now, what does that sound like?
That sounds like the rapture. That sounds
exactly
like chaos.
Right. And you put yourself in the enemy's shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't come up with some excuse and millions of people, specifically Christians, disappear, you would think people in mass are going to get saved. They're going to say, oh, no, why didn't I listen to my Christian brother? Why didn't I listen to John? I mean, he almost swayed me with that jacket, but man, he was telling me about Jesus, but I didn't listen. And my Christian brother or sister, or wife or son or kids, the church service I went to every week, but obviously they're right because they disappeared. The rapture was real. I'm going to get saved. Well, if you were the enemy, you don't want that to happen. So you better come up with some excuse. And that's what he's done with the UFO and alien lie. And think about how seductive he is, John. The very premise of UFOs and aliens is built on a lie. Jesus said, John chapter 8, Satan's not only a murderer, and he's been with him from the beginning. He's a liar, and he's the father of all lies. So all lies can trace its source back to Satan. Jesus said that. The whole premise of UFOs and aliens are what? They're a higher evolved race of beings. Well, wait a second, that's evolution. Evolution's a lie. Mm-hmm. So before you did anything, you sit there and you lied to me? Your whole premise is a lie? And then you go down the list. I mean, we cover how many times they lie. They lie about their technology. They change it with each succeeding generation. Did you know in the late 1800s that, and this is still in microfiche print, in the newspapers back in the day that aliens supposedly came from Mars in a blimp.
Really?
Yeah. And you're like, first of all, Elon Musk is wasting a lot of money if we can make it to Mars on a blimp. But why did they show up as a blimp in the late 1800s, John? Because that's how advanced the technology was for man at that time. Mm. And then in the 40s, you start appearing as a metallic spaceship looking thing. Why? Because that's where our technology was at that time. So did you really fly? And they even said this out their little portholes. This is in print and newspaper. Did you really fly from Mars on a blimp? And did your technology change that radically fast? Or are you lying to us? In fact, they used to say all the time, and this is in print, we come from Mars, we come from Venus, and we've got whole civilizations there. They used to say that. But see, now we've sent probes. Now we know what's on Mars and Venus. You know what's not there? There's no civilizations. So you know what these things done? Did we say Mars and Venus? We're in the star system Pleiades, right? They get caught lying. They not only lie, they get caught lying.
So there has been alien contact since the 1800s that's yes. on record, and they've communicated with these beings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And again, tell me more about that, because this is probably the first time I've heard about that going back that far.
Right. We deal with at least 4 to 5 hours on the DVDs, or you can get it in the book, 4 to 5 chapters, all on the history of UFOs and sightings. Just to let people know that this is a ruse that's been around for quite some time. The enemy does not know, John, just like the rest of us, when the rapture exactly is going to happen. But he knows about the rapture. Mm-hmm. And so he's so stinking evil, he wants to make sure that there's a really good excuse in place before it happens, right? And then also, we don't know the day or know the hour of the rapture, but Jesus gives us many signs that it's getting close, right? What's Israel becoming a nation again, the formation of a one-world government, a cashless society, mark of the beast type technology, that's all here right now. Well, the enemy knows that too. So he knows, just like the rest of us, it's got to be getting close. So that's why he's ratcheting this up. But this has been going on for a long time. But let me tell you what they come and only lie and get caught lying. And their whole premise is built on a lie. But here's some things, and this is recorded. They supposedly come all the way across the universe to give us teachings that we desperately need to hear. And I'm just going to give you a couple of them. And we go in great detail in the documentary. And that, John, they spent all that gas money to tell us this. And I quote, all of us are little gods. Really?
Okay.
The earth is a living entity, and we need to worship her and change our ways, or we will be destroyed. Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha all came from the ETs to assist mankind in our next step of evolution. Quote, there's no such thing as sin, John, and we do not need to be saved. Jesus' real message was to teach us that we could all become Christs. To aid in contacting these space brothers, these UFOs, you need to get into an altered state of consciousness, refrain from certain foods, and practice meditation. And I quote two things. Mankind needs to unite into a one-world government, a one-world religion, or we will be destroyed. And I quote, this is a major theme in the occult, specifically theosophy, which has made its inroads all the way to the UN. And Klaus Schwab, by the way,
this is
quote, this is some of the so-called aliens. The devil or Lucifer is actually a good guy who's come to free us. Really? You come all the way across the universe to basically promote the Antichrist kingdom, say the devil's a good guy, Christians got it wrong, Jesus got it wrong, and there's no sin, and we don't need to be saved. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that's something a demon would do. That's a major deception, really. Right?
So where did this document come from that you were reading from?
These are from channeled messages.
Messages. So there's this guy, I actually just watched a video before you and I got on. I know people recently have been talking about this. It's kind of like an Asian looking guy. I forget his name, but he's like all of a sudden does this like contortion thing, and then...
I'd rather say good day to you this day of your time. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Bishop?
Perfect, thank you. Please, by all means, you may proceed however you wish, but allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity to exchange ideas and information with you.
All of a sudden, he changes his voice and he says he's now channeling this ancient alien from the High Council or whatever. And I just watched him give a wrong prediction about the elections.
Shocker.
So that's where this is coming from. But this is consistent amongst different channelers. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And again, been there, done that, wish I wouldn't bought the t-shirt, John. In New Age and the occult, by the way, the way that they get their information that they consider truth, it's not, is you do what God forbids. And that is become a medium. You have to get into an altered state of consciousness, and a spirit, an entity, comes inside you and takes over your vocal cord. That's channeling. We have a whole gigantoid section. If you get the videos, we got it on tape. You will see a multitude of people, male and female, unfortunately, when they're in these altered state of consciousness, putting themselves into a position, becoming a medium that God forbids in Deuteronomy 18, because it opens up demonic portals you don't want to mess with. Demons lie. God wants you to know the truth. That's why he forbids it.
Right.
But guess who pops in? It's not just Aunt Vera, supposedly, Cleopatra, right? And we're from the star system Pleiades, and we're here to help you. We're the space brothers orbiting the planet and all this stuff. This is where it's coming from. So that in and of itself, John, is a demonic practice that God forbids, because it's openly occult and it's openly demonic. And so, but put that to the test. Again, you just lied to me about your whole premise being based on a lie called evolution. Number two, you lie about your location and you get caught lying and you change your story. Number three, you lie about your technology. You keep changing it with each succeeding generation. And then what you tell me through these channel messages is all a pack of lies. And you actually say the devil's a good guy and you promote the Antichrist kingdom, which God warns about. And then on top of that, the only way that I can get this new and improved information that you say you're our benevolent saviors, by the way, they're here to help us in our time of need. Then the only way I can get it to you is to get myself into an altered state of consciousness and let you take over my vocal cords. John, this is on tape. And so here's my point. Go back to their premise. They're not just supposed to be a higher evolved race of beings. They're a higher evolved race of beings, they say, who's technologically advanced. After all, they made it here in their high-tech technology spaceships, right, John? Okay. So you mean to tell me you can't share this information with me on my phone? You can't text me? You can't call me? I'll take an email. You can't email? Oh, no. The only way that I can communicate with you is an occult technique, and you got to take over my vocal cords? That's demon possession. In fact, they take it a step further. I remember this, John, in the New Age days. I got fooled by this one, too. They don't just want to take over your vocal cords. And these are the so-called aliens, which, by the way, look at that word, alien. This is all the enemy's done, John. They're demons. But you got demon, alien. Not much of a switch, is it? Just a little bit of a word scramble. And that's what the enemy does. He repackages the same old demonic lies for a new generation. Yeah. We don't want to believe in demons. 65% of the professing church don't even believe in a literal devil, John. And we don't want to, people deny the supernatural. So people don't want to hear about demons, but he's going to fool them with an alien. They're just repackaged. By the way, alien, A-L-I-E-N. What's right in the middle of that?
Lie. There's a lie right in the middle of it.
Yep. You think that's by chance? But anyway, so you go back and so you lied to me about this. They not just want to take over your vocal cords. They want to possess you. But you can't say, hey, I'm here as an alien to possess you. That freaks people out. So you know what they call it? A walk-in. And they will walk in and this time completely control your body and your mind, not just your vocal cords. And then here's how they pitch it. And then we will use you as a star child, a disseminator of the truth and the light that mankind desperately needs to hear at this time of calamity, blah, blah, blah. John, this is demon possession. Oh, and let me give you just another one. This is so obvious. And this is coming from secular UFOologists, right? Secular guys. Okay. They're not Christians. You can say, oh, you Christians, you just blame everything on the devil and you're anti-science. No, no, no. This is from the secular guys. And we're talking people who've been doing this for decades, leaders like Jacques Vallée, John Keel, Lynn Coteau, people who've been doing this for decades. And you know what their synopsis is? The demons, they call it the demonological phenomenon. Aliens and UFOs are part and parcel of the same thing. When UFOs and aliens show up, you basically have the same kind of behavior that happens when demons show up. And not just fear, not just torment, not just terror, not just being taken against your will, but even weird things being done to a person's body. In fact, I got one of these guys on tape that said, basically, you cannot understand the UFO alien phenomenon without an understanding of the occult. And, quote, this is his words, not mine, these sadistic things that are being done to people when they get abducted by these beings follows carbon copy the occult initiation ritual ceremonies. That's from a non-Christian, John. And so they even admit, hey, I mean, these things are acting more like demons. They just repackage themselves, call themselves aliens. But listen to this. This is secular guys. How do you get around this one? And this actually created a fervor in the UFO community. And it's a trend. And it's a trend that still goes on to this day. There's one way, and one way on record, 100% of the time, to get rid of these critters if they do show up, John. You know what it is? You rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, and John, they flee, and they flee fast. We got so many testimonies, video written testimonies of people, because the enemy's real, John. He's out there. He just repackaged himself, and he's duping a lot of people. But we got many people that said they not only fleed, but it was like when they said the name of Jesus, they didn't just flee. He said the impression was like they immediately, and he was being abducted. They threw him back down on the bed, and it was like it hurt them. He's saying the name of Jesus. In fact, I personally interviewed a lady from Oregon. Her name's Christine. I'll just say that, and she shares. And she was on a farm out in the middle of nowhere in Oregon, and she shares about her and her twin sister. Was out in the yard, and these critters come, right? And their first mistake, she said, was we didn't go in the house for some reason. We were just trying to get away in the yard. She says, but they kept coming. She said there was three of them, the classic so-called gray look. And she said they came to us, and she says we got backed up into some bushes, and we didn't know what to do. And she says all I could think of doing was calling upon the name of Jesus Christ. And this is her direct testimony. I talked to her personally. She said, Pastor Billy. She said, that's what I did. I says, I rebuked you in the name of Jesus Christ. She said, Pastor Billy, they didn't just run. She said, they ran so fast, they were tripping over each other and pew, disappeared and got out of there.
I'd have loved to see that. That'd be kind of comical, I guess. Yeah. Once the fear wears down.
Right, exactly. And they admit, this is secular ufologists. They're going like, that's really strange. Not the name of Confucius, not the name of Buddha, not the name of Muhammad. But specifically, if you rebuke these things in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, they 100% of the time flee, John. What is that? That's a demon. They've just been repackaged, custom tailored for the last days. Listen, to explain away the rapture of the church. And they even admit this. They can do horrible things to anybody except for the born-again Christian. Mm-hmm. Muslims can't stop them. Other religions can't stop them. It's only the name of Jesus Christ, only the child of God. And again, this is secular ufology. And so you start stacking this up. Lies, father of lies, they all come from Satan, right? John chapter 8. And so you lied to me about your premise, your communication, your location. You want to communicate through occult techniques, demonic. You want to possess. And it's like the phrase, hey, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Well, if you lie like a demon and keep lying like a demon and demon lie, and you're rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon, what do you think you are? But let me share with this. They're here, John, I'm telling you, to explain away the rapture. And I was well versed in that before I got saved as a Christian. In fact, after I got saved, I'd never read the Bible in my life. I'm in Bible college. I'd never heard about Bible prophecy. But once I got acquainted with just the basic of Bible prophecy, that first year in Bible college, a brand new Christian, I heard about this term rapture. And then, John, I kid you not, my brain's going, whoa, wait a second. And so I traced down a couple of the New Age books, because I had a huge New Age library after I got saved. Obviously, that all went to the trash. Yeah. And so, but I traced them down, and I have it on record, John. Just give you an example. I'll give you two examples real quick. This is what the aliens being channeled are telling the channelers to tell you and I what's coming to the planet. Watch this. This one's from Barbara Marciniak. She's a New Ager. She said that the ETs from the star system Pleiades have told her this to tell you and me. There will be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. It will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming. Nations are rising against each other in war, and earthquakes are happening more frequently. John, it's got to be true because that's exactly what's going on. Hello, demons could read Matthew 24. It's no big deal. Yeah. But they always pepper it with biblical quasi-spiritual language to suck you in. And she says this, Earth is shaking itself free and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. The people who leave the planet during the time of the Earth changes do not fit here any longer. And they, you and I, are stopping the harmony of the Earth. The Bible calls that the restraining influence, 2 Thessalonians 2. Mm-hmm. Listen, when the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining. That's also what the UFO and aliens got. So they're here to explain away the rapture. And real quick, another one, there's another channeler, a lady named Thelma. She wrote, they had her write a book called Project World Evacuation. Because you can't say the rapture, John, that's too obvious. Okay, but here's how they're excusing it away. And I quote, she says, our rescue ships will be able, this is the aliens, our rescue ships will be able to come in close enough in the twinkling of an eye, notice the biblical language, and set the lifting beams in operation in a moment. And all over the globe where events warrant this, this will be the method of evacuation. Quote, the great evacuation will come upon the world very suddenly, and they will be taken in a liftoff in UFOs. Now, put yourself in the average person's position, John, who doesn't know Jesus Christ, who's enthralled with the live UFOs, and millions of people disappear. And then you throw in a stock market crash. And then you start World War III in the Middle East. And then you do some other horrible things all at the same time. What's people going to cry out for? Exactly what the enemy wants them to cry out for. Bring us somebody, anybody, a world leader who can bring the world back to, and this is what the occult's saying, John, as well as the UFOs and aliens, all the same source, all come from Satan. This is what's going to get people to bend the knee to explain away the rapture, number one, and then get people to receive the Antichrist kingdom.
Yeah. You know, I do have some questions about the Antichrist, but we will get to the Hopi Indian prophecy that I also wanted to talk about. But you bring up about the Antichrist, and so I want to kind of park here for a little bit. So one of the things I've been kind of researching and looking at historically, it seems that there has, because the devil doesn't know when the end will come, but he sees the signs just the way that we do. Right. It seems that there has been an Antichrist candidate in every generation. So do you believe that there might have been an Antichrist in every, basically an Antichrist through the ages, just ready for those right elements to come to pass?
Well, it certainly could be. And I certainly think that, you know, many people would say an easy candidate, you know, would be like a Hitler.
Yeah.
As a, if anything, a preview or a type of Antichrist that you, if you want to see somebody who's literally demon possessed, satanic, anti-Semitic, wanting to take over the planet to install an occult regime. Say Hitler was not only an evolutionist, he was an occultist big time.
Yeah.
Then certainly, man, you know, that would be a candidate. But yeah, John, he's not God. That's the illusion. He's not all powerful like God. He's not all knowing. He's not everywhere present. He gives the illusion of having a lot of knowledge, right? Through inner networking and things of that nature, because he's got a lot of critters working for him. The demons. He gives the illusion that he could be everywhere at any time, but he's not omnipresent like God. He's got a lot of his folks planted around working and things of that nature. He's got a lot of power, but he's nothing, man, compared to God. He's not even like the hair on the back of the flea compared to God, right? But he gives that illusion of that. And so certainly my point is bringing that up. So he, like anybody else, he doesn't know when the rapture is. And so he's got to be prepared, right? And you look at many people on the world scene, you look at the Bible, I take the position that, as Daniel mentions clearly, that the final empire, the Antichrist empire before Jesus comes back and smashes it and sets up his empire, the millennial kingdom, is going to come out of a revived Roman empire. So I take the position that it's going to be some world leader coming out of the European area, right? And things of that nature. And by the way, this is a game that people play when it comes to Antichrist. You know, there's like close to 40 different characteristics that the Bible describes of the Antichrist. And so people, they look at the newspaper today and they go, well, it's got to be him. It's got to be him. And I go, well, okay, what's your proof? Well, he does this like that and this and that, the Antichrist. Okay, but what about the other 32? Well,
Yeah, they're playing bingo as opposed to as a checklist, you know.
Right. And if it's the Antichrist, it's got to be every single one. Not a third of them, not 8 out of 40. It's whatever. Plus, I also take this position based on 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2 says, the Antichrist cannot make his appearance until we, the church, makes our disappearance. Mm. And so it's interesting to conjecture who the Antichrist is. God talks a lot about that figure in the seven-year tribulation in the Bible. And so it's a good discussion. But in reality, as a born-again Christian, my eyes are not on the Antichrist. My eyes are on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? And then when we disappear, he will arise on the scene and do his dirty deed.
Yeah. And that's because, you know, we as Christians wouldn't be here to hold back the wiles of the enemy. And it's, you know, we've at that point tried to reach every tribe, nation, and tongue with the gospel. And we've then probably committed or probably completed the Great Commission at that point, whenever it's time for us to get out of here. But I want to talk about this this Hopi prophecy, which the videos that I've seen say that it was from 1972. I've seen a couple other retellings of it from the same gentleman. But they mention about a savior with a red hat or some sort of a red garment. And you said that you were familiar about this from your time in New Age. Can you kind of explain about this? Because again, we're looking at, is God speaking to different nations around the world, getting them ready for things? Or is this a demonic thing? Because I know if you look at a book like Eternity in Their Hearts by Don Richardson, who's done a study of, you know, all these different people groups that had some sort of a legend or a mythos for God and how they basically it led them to believe a missionary that would then come or something of that nature where God, there was a prediction of a missionary coming to reveal them the truth of the gospel and that they would then receive. So there's God does speak prophetically to people outside of the Bible, but there's also demonic prophecy. So kind of help us understand it with this relation to the Hopi prophecy.
Yeah, the Hopi prophecy, I'm very familiar with that because, again, I was big into that back in the New Age days when I was involved in that in the occult. But the problem is it's the enemy. He takes, again, an element of truth, and then he leads you to the wrong conclusion, right? First of all, it's a little bit vague. I'll just be honest with you. Okay, the guy with the red hat, well, that could be about anybody. And, of course, now everybody wants to say that's Trump. Could it be? Whatever. Maybe, maybe not. Could there be an alien delusion? Again, I don't need a Hopi prophecy for that because, again, we haven't even got into the occult or the Vatican being a part of saying that's exactly what they want to happen and that they want to create that ruse. So I don't need that for that. But here's my point, John. If you know anything, and I was been there, done that, wish I wouldn't have bought the t-shirt. The Indian spirit and the so-called great white buffalo spirit is not the same thing as the spirit of God. Number one. Number two, God does not use occult means to get his truth to us.
Amen.
He does use in the past prophets. In the last days, Hebrews 1, he's spoken to us as son. He's recorded for us in the Bible. You want to get a word from God? There you go. But if you know anything about the Hopi prophecies and any American Indian, even First Nation Canada, you know, in North America here, it's based out of shamanism. And shamanism is the goal of the shaman is to utilize psychotropic drugs like peyote, mescaline, magic mushrooms, and things of that nature to get yourself into an altered state of consciousness. So then, in theory, the white buffalo, and you get all these prophecies and whatever. John, that's the occult.
Yeah.
That's occult techniques. God doesn't use the occult to get his truth. The enemy does. And he gets people duped because it kind of sort of sounds like the truth. But if you want the unadulterated truth and only the truth, you stick with this. And so that's my synopsis of that. I don't put any stock into that. And here's the problem. There are coinkidinks around the world, but that doesn't mean that they're a great source of truth. Let me give you another case in point. If in fact, as the Bible records for us, there was a global flood that took out the whole planet. And then God did a restart button with Noah and his family, 8 people to restart and repopulate the planet. Then as they dispersed after the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, and they took that knowledge with them, you would think that we'd have some other cultures outside the Bible, logically, would be talking about some sort of global flood event. Mm-hmm. Did you know there's over 500 different flood legends from around the world?
Yeah.
Pick a culture, John. They all have it. You know why? Because it really happened. The Bible tells us about it. They dispersed around the planet finally after God had to rebuke them at the Tower of Babel. And they took that with them. But what's happened? It's now a perverted story, right? And so, but there's elements of that truth in there is where I'm going with this, right? But then does that mean, like, let's say, for instance, the Hindus. The Hindus have a version of the flood. The Babylonians had a version of the flood. The Chinese have a version of the flood. Just go pick a culture. So does that mean I need to put my trust in the Hindu writings? In the Chinese spiritual writings?
Mm-mm.
No. And so that's my point. That's what the enemy does. He'll take an element of truth, just enough to kind of get you in there. But here's my problem. Then people start going to that, not the Bible, for right. their truth. And that's right. my concern with these Hopi prophecies is, number one, I'm not convinced they're coming from God, even though there's some similarities. That's what the enemy does, because they're using occult means. God doesn't use occult means to get your ear. But the problem is, John, people don't stop and think and ponder and think biblically, and then they turn away from the Bible, and guess what they start getting into? They start getting entrusted in the Hopi prophecies and this or this person's technique or that religion, and all because there was a little similarity, and they get taken off on a detour, and now they're getting their truth from something that's not just outside the Bible, and that's very dangerous, but they're going to a source that admittedly uses occult techniques. You'll ultimately be lied to. Oh, and the Hopi prophecies, keep reading beyond just the guy with the red hat, beyond with the thing with the UFOs and whatever. You know what they say? I remember this back from my New Age days. They downplay the seven-year tribulation. They don't call it that. They call it, it's Mother Earth will cleanse herself. Mm. The spirit of the earth will cleanse herself from all the bad, rotten things that's been done. She's in pain, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's not true, number one. And then they say, that's why you're going to see all the calamity coming. It's not the wrath of God. No, it's Mother Earth cleansing herself. Is that true? Is that a good source of wisdom? So don't cherry pick these things and take one little nugget out. You got to deal with their source. Go in with both eyes open. Is this really coming from God? And if it's not coming from God, run. Get back to the Bible.
And that's why we want to bring this up, because these things are going viral, and we want to help people not to be deceived by this, because we know that there is a great deception coming. And I believe that it's not just one great deception. I believe that there is the great deception, but there is great deceptions leading up to that, which kind of pave the way for that. Kind of like the yellow brick road will get you to the Wizard of Oz. But you know, there's still steps along the way. Now, you made mention earlier in kind of passing, and I don't want to pass over this, because you made mention about the Vatican having a portion in this. I know we just got a little bit of time left, but tell me what you can in probably about 10 minutes or so.
Ooh, that's an exciting challenge, John.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to have to do another session to go deeper on this, but give us the
case. I'm serious. This is 14 hours, man. We have a whole section on the Vatican, what they're up to. And most people don't realize that the Vatican is heavy duty promoters of evolution, number one. So is it any surprise that they eventually become promoters of aliens that are supposedly based on evolution? Now, this is not my words. This is theirs. Now, the Vatican, most people don't realize, the Vatican for decades has their own group of astronomers. They're called VORG, V-O-R-G, the Vatican Observatory Research Group, right? And you go check it out, still in print. But listen to their evolutionary anti-biblical premise. And this is straight from the Vatican, quote, astronomers. And one of them, a guy named Father Gabriel Funes, however you pronounce that last name, he's the head of the Vatican Observatory. And he stated, quote, listen, extraterrestrial life may not have experienced a fall and may be free from original sin. Therefore, they must remain in full friendship with the Creator, which makes it possible to regard them as our brothers. Furthermore, listen, since they are unfallen, they must be closer to God and have a better understanding of the gospel and the Godhead and the nature of God.
Hmm.
Well, first of all, the Bible says that even if there were aliens, but they're not, they're demons. But even if you want to say there's life elsewhere out there, it's all cursed. The Bible's very clear about that, that sin entered the world. And that's why we're dealing with a disease, corrupt creation. All of creation groans in pain, Romans chapter 8. So you can't say that they're free from that. And that's even if you want to believe that premise, which I don't. So that's a lie, number one. But it gets worse than that. He said he'd not only be willing to baptize an alien. Listen to this, John. He says the aliens are coming here and they're going to baptize us into their faith. And it's going to require us to make some changes to our knowledge and understanding of the gospel. Quote, everything we think about the gospel is going to have to be thrown out.
Goodness.
Well, when I read the Bible, I read Galatians chapter 1, where Paul says, not once, but twice, he says, if anyone, even an angel, comes to you with another gospel other than what you receive from us, let him be eternally condemned. And then he repeats himself and says it again.
Yeah.
And so these guys are coming with another gospel. And that gospel is this, John, that Mother Earth is in pain. That's why we have all this climate change. But we need to prepare ourselves for a wonderful guy working for Lucifer, who, by the way, is actually a good guy. I mean, after all, his name means light bearer. And he's here to bring about peace to the planet, John. A one world government, a one world religion, a cashless economy. It's going to be great. It's going to be a time of utopian stuff. And it's amazing. And that's what the aliens are saying. That's what the occult is saying. And that's what the Vatican is also saying, that they're going to come with a completely different message. It's going to be completely unbiblical. It's not going to be the Jesus gospel. It's going to be this new age gospel, but it's okay. Well, it's okay. It gets worse. I got on tape, John. I have on tape. I got the actual video. Pope Francis said he'd be willing to baptize an alien. This is no joke. This is at the highest levels. It's crazy. And this is another one. This is from the Vatican University. Another Father Giuseppe, whatever. He says, very soon there is information coming from another world. And once it is confirmed, it's going to require a rereading of the gospel as we know it. Another one said this, there is an alien presence on Earth now, listen, and they're preparing a major world statement about extraterrestrial life and its theological implications, and wants to be ready to make the statement about first contact. They want to be the ones in position to welcome the UFO critters when they show up and to let people know that it's okay, it's real. And don't worry about your loved ones that just disappeared. They were not of a high enough spiritual vibration and maturity. And they've been beamed up. You've had suspicions. The government's been holding back on you. But it's true. Aliens are real. UFOs are true. And they've been beamed up to our ships. They're kind of being in a rehabilitator right now. They're okay. We'll bring them back down when they're able to handle the time of Earth changes. But listen to how they pitch it. They explain away the rapture. Then they flip it. They go, but you, who are left behind, you're a chosen one. You've demonstrated that you are of a high spiritual enough vibration to handle this time of utopia. And, oh, hey, look, this guy over here. He just made peace in the Middle East. Daniel 9:27, the very event that starts a seven-year tribulation. This is the ruse, yeah, John, that is being played on the planet. And it's crazy. The deeper you go down that rabbit hole, when you see the players on the planet who are involved in this, it blows your mind.
So I got to ask, with this, with the documents that you have from the Vatican, how long ago have you been able, or how old is some of this stuff that you've been able to find? Because how far back does this go? And when
it's
did it start?
It's been going back for a couple decades now in my research. In fact, again, if you get the videos, you will see the videos and the videos of, I got on tape, not just the Pope saying he baptized an alien, but the head astronomer saying the aliens may not experience a fall. I've got screenshots. It's still on the internet, articles from the Vatican newspaper that, yep, aliens may not have not only exist, but they may not have experienced a fall like the rest of us. So it's on print. And John, if you know any of our studies, that's what we do. because a lot of them is like, oh, okay, now you just, okay, that jacket was bad enough. I can't believe you got John to wear it too. But now you're talking about the Vatican being involved with UFOs and aliens and this last day's deception. And they're getting ready to make the announcement that they're here and they're real. It is. But that's why we provide video evidence. You don't take my word for it. Click and you see it coming out of their own mouth. So we work very hard to legitimize this because it's so easy for people in our scoffing society, even in the church, saying, okay, that's just too much. Now you've gone off the deep end. You got that from wackyguy.com or conspiracyjoe.org. No. Mm-hmm. Click, here's the video. Click, here's the screenshot. It's still in print. Go check it out yourself.
Yeah. The devil was a liar and he is going to continue to elaborate his lies. And sometimes the bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what we're dealing with right now.
John, real quick, sorry. I'm glad you brought that up because many Christians, they kind of downplay this. And I've warned people for the last couple of years that, listen, Christian, you got to take this serious because I'm telling you, your loved ones, your family, your kids, your neighbors, your coworkers, everybody's enthralled with this. Listen real quick. Right now in America, this is how deep this goes. Right now in America, John, more people believe in aliens than they do in God. Number two, more people believe that aliens have visited planet Earth than that Jesus is the Son of God. And the secular people are saying that UFOlogy is becoming the replacement religion for Christianity. They believe that the aliens will be here to save us. And Hollywood is right there putting that print in their brain. We all know it's true. They've been doing that. In fact, if you look at Hollywood movies, look at the latest movies. They show people what? Flaking away. Didn't you see the Marvel movies? It was called The Blip. They just disappeared. They flaked away. You look at other movies, it even shows aliens sucking people up into their spaceships, you know, depending on the movie. And I call that a preprint. They're putting that visual into people's brains so that when you see that real event, that you will say it's aliens. That's why we called it aliens, UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. The world will be told it's a mass abduction by aliens. No, you're being lied to. That's the deceit. It was the rapture of the church, and the enemy is preparing people to explain it away. And they're right for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we need to be prepared. We need to be able to explain that because we know that getting the gospel to as many people as possible before that day comes is going to soothe God's heart, his broken heart, because people are lost and they are far from him. And we don't want them to go through eternity away from him. And so reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Amen. Bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Nobody comes to the Father unless the Holy Spirit draws them. But do your part just as Jesus called us to do so that you do not let your friends, your loved ones be part of this great end time deception. Pastor Billy Crone, it's great to have you here. And we're going to have to do another one of these again soon. Amen. And I love the jacket. Thank you.
Dude, I know, man. We're one in the spirit. This just made my day.